facade and a mechanical interior plays on our subconscious fear that we are all just soulless machines. Decreases when a lifelike appearance is approached, but not attained.
Tears here on CITR. I'm Sarah C. I'm the music director, and we've got some special guests in the studio here on your favorite Thursday afternoon show, Muzak for the Observant. So we've got Moths and Locusts in town, and they are all set up in our beautiful lounge, and they're going to play a live set for you here. Check it out and. Here they are, Moths and Locusts.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. We're Moss and Locusts. Welcome to CITR, the 2 o'clock post-lunch slot, I suppose. We're going to play theme from The Lurker for you right now. Dirty Dave Bean is going to start it on the drums. We'll be right back. future UBC students in the wings. What do you guys say about Invisible Lights to be on our upcoming album? No release date set yet. But that last one was Mathematics from our first album, Mission Collapse, in the Twin Sun Megaverse. Come and see us if you want to check out a copy or something, and we'll be talking about it, I'm sure, on the air later. Here we go.
Thank you.
Moths and Locusts here on CITR 101.9 FM, live in the studio out at UBC in the Nest Building on unceded Coast Salish territories. So they're going to come in the studio and chat with us for a moment, and you can listen to another Vancouver Island band called Dark Glasses in the meantime. Here's a song called Strange off of their self-titled album.
Thank you. and you are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. I don't know why I said and. I hate these little ticks that people get when they're on air. Anyway, if you've been tuned in, this program's called Muzak for the Observant on every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. And you would have heard a live performance from the band that I'm now joined by half of the band, Moths and Locusts. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Really good, thanks.
You said and again.
Well, the coming
Should
back
moths,
from songs.
Pause,
oh, yeah, Moths, Locusts.
That's true.
Oh, it's Moths dash Locusts.
No,
yeah.
No, we're just giving you a hard time.
So, want to quickly introduce yourselves and maybe mention the two pieces that are missing from the studio right now.
Yeah, sure. I'm Dave Bean. I play drums and do some singing every once in a while. And you can introduce yourself.
I'm Michael Breen, and I play guitar. We're missing Angus, who also plays guitar, Angus Barter, and Dave Reed, who plays bass and all sorts of noise. And
is really the driving force behind the whole operation, if we were honest.
That's right.
So you are coming from Nanaimo.
That's right. Yeah.
On a tour, just got kicked off, but as you were telling me, it's a bit of rapid fire here at the beginning. So you were at CFUV yesterday. Yes,
that's right. Yeah. So this is we've got 8 gigs lined up for the tour, and we've played 4 of them in the first 36 hours or something. Yeah, we started in Nanaimo, and then we played at CFUV yesterday, and then at the Copper Owl in Victoria. And then obviously had a live in studio here. And then tonight We're playing at the Emerald.
Hopped on the boat, got over here. It's great. Yeah. So Emerald tonight with one of the bands we just heard, Slow Learners. And then a couple other ones, Napalm Palm?
Napalm Palm.
Like P-A-L-M, Napalm
no,
Palm?
No, but like Palm like Palm, but Napalm
so
Palm.
The, okay. The first palm is A-L-M and the last palm is O-M.
Oh, okay. It's just O-M. Yeah. Okay.
All right. A bit of both. There, they covered it.
That's right.
Great. And the tour, I would guess, is primarily in support of a new 7-inch you released and just in general.
Yeah. We're just trying to...
It's a split with Public Animal, who is also playing tonight. And Public Animal is Ian Blurton of Come On fame and Change of Heart and
cetera,
goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
He's basically the man.
Yeah, he's a journeyman and a fantastic producer on top of all that.
Great. So we're going to go ahead and play one of your contributions to this split. Want to maybe... Any interesting stories that go along with this song?
Or is it? Well, so this... This song was a jam we did in the studio, which we do. Usually our studio time is split between sort of arranged songs and jams. Mm-hmm. And this was a jam that actually had all three of the guitar players playing bass at first. Right. And then we did some slicing and dicing and added a bunch more layers. And it's named after a sheep that lives in Powell River. So
okay,
I'll just leave it at that.
That's all a right. different story.
So we don't need the background of that. Okay, we'll leave that aside.
It's not very legal.
So, and the title of the song is
A Ram Named Drama.
A Ram Named Drama. Okay, so we're gonna leave that and go ahead and play that here. Moths and Locusts, new 7-inch, here on Muzak for the Observant. CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned.
If you've ever seen a small child at a piano, you'll know the wrong way to do it. We'll be right back.
find a comfortable position.
Good luck.
Public Animal. off of a split they did with Napalm Palm bands that are playing tonight with the band I have in studio with me right now, Moss and Locust. You guys are hanging in there, doing all right?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah,
that's good. Before Public Animal, who had a song called Theme from Northern Girls, if you didn't catch that from the lyrics, just released a split with Moss and Locust, your newest release. Was that at all collaborative with the band, or was it kind of just they just put you two together?
The original concept that we batted around was each band was going to try and do like a prog rock tune, and ended up being a little more random. Just we each picked a song that we liked from our catalog of unreleased tracks, and it was just we'd played a gig together in Nanaimo, and Dave, our bass player, and Ian have been friends for a lot of years and wanted to do something together, and this came together really well. Yeah,
great. We were talking earlier. You've played in the past on Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have an idea of what time that would have been?
Have been from about 2001 to 2003, okay, off and on.
Okay.
On with Thursday nights with Evan Simmons.
Yeah, with various bands that you were involved
tons
with.
Tons of bands, yeah. Well, bands around that time would have been bands like The Organ and Black Rice, and I can't remember that, lots of them.
Mm-hmm.
It was so fast, I don't even remember the bands. I was too busy trying to get the equipment to work.
Yeah, okay. Oh, so you were doing the tech side of it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was imagining you were in one of the bands. All right.
No. Right. I was doing the tech side with that, just helping Evan.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So how are you feeling about our new studio?
I feel like I just stepped into the future, into a time capsule, and came like way into the future. Now this is what CITR looks like, something people wouldn't have imagined back then. Because like any most radio station rooms where they have live music, you've got to clear the daytime office stuff out, and you've got to move all the equipment in from some closet designated 4 miles away, and then set it all up and tear it all down. But this is like a semi-permanent sort of room there. It's beautiful.
Yeah. How did you feel about the space to play in? There was a crowd milling about, at first.
I thought it was kind of cool. It's like kind of surreal. It's like playing in the middle of a shopping mall.
Yeah,
nobody's
exactly.
really That's... looking at you or anything, which is kind of neat. But when you step up there, I mean, you can't really see down here too. Mm-hmm. So it's just...
into this dark pit or something.
Well, my favorite part was someone came up with a folder. They looked like they were there to drop off a resume, and they ended up standing among us in the middle of the band while we were playing.
I turned to her and I said, "Can I help you?"
Yeah, at first there were kind of some people dancing around or looking interested, and then after a while it cleared out and there were just people sitting on those stairs, heads down into books, almost intentionally.
Exactly.
Like if they were to make eye contact, there'd be some strange
some dance or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's such an amazing building. I don't even know what that wooden structure is that's kind of suspended in the middle. But I just imagine the acoustics that are created by that structure must be interesting in all different parts of this building, because we reached every corner.
Yeah, it carries pretty well. I was hoping that maybe our station would be in that floating pod, which would be nice. Apparently, it's like a theater, as in like dark theater that you can do performances in. So maybe we'll co-opt it at some point.
Yeah, maybe something for next time.
Yeah, exactly. So before we sign off here, this has been Muzak for the Observant on CIT 101.9. If any of you tuned in, missed it, Moths and Locusts played live for good half an hour. So check out the podcast in the near future for that.
And check us out tonight at the Emerald Supper Club in Chinatown.
That's what I was going to bring up. So tonight, tonight at the Emerald. And future tour dates after Vancouver.
We're driving through to Calgary, playing in Calgary tomorrow night at the Palomino. And then we go to Lethbridge for a festival down there, and then we hit Kelowna on the way back, and then we're back home on the island on Sunday. So little Western tour.
Yeah, it's a bit of a whirlwind.
Yeah.
Great. And so you have the newest 7-inch release with Public Animal. How else can anybody else find your music?
Bandcamp is the place to go, and we have, this is, I think, vinyl release number 6. We have a couple of singles and an EP and our last LP, and LP number two is in the final mixing phase. So it's really, we're getting pretty excited about what's coming up sometime
great
next year.
Awesome. All right. And to finish things off, you recommended something from a band called Top Men.
Yeah, so these are some good friends of ours, also all from right. Nanaimo, and they just finished a not dissimilar tour from the one we're on out to Alberta and back. So thought we'd it's going to be something quite different from what we sound like, but they're great guys, great musicians, and put on a great show.
All right, the song I have here is "Drop the Hammer."
That's the one.
That's going. All right,
that's the hit.
So we're going to hear strictly the hits here on CITR. Right. So we go for. So Top Men from Nanaimo. Thank you for coming out and taking the time to play a show for us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us over.
Yeah no problem. And good luck the rest of your tour and with the new record.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. Astro Talk should be up next. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Drop it. Drop the hammer.